Now some news from the world of sports, and the NFL season kicked off last night, and you can forget about those wild predictions of the New England Patriots going 19-0 this season. The defending Super Bowl champs reveled in opening ceremonies before their home crowd last night, who got another look at the Vince Lombardi Trophy, earned with the greatest comeback in Super Bowl history, and let the much-loathed NFL commissioner Roger Goodell know how popular he is in New England with a chorus of boos and words you never heard in the Bible rained down on him the moment he stepped onto the field. They took a 17-14 lead over the Kansas City Chiefs into halftime and then got torn to shreds by the Chiefs the rest of the way in a 42-27 loss. Chiefs rookie running back Kareem Hunt fumbled on his first ever NFL carry, but bounced right back to score three touchdowns and gain a record-setting 246 yards in his pro debut. Alex Smith torched the Patriots defense with four touchdowns and not a single interception, the first time a quarterback has ever achieved such a feat against a Bill Belichick-led team. He connected with Tyreek Hill for a 75-yard touchdown, and Hunt grabbed another for a 78-yard score. It was also the first time the Patriots ever lost a game at Gillette Stadium when leading at halftime. Newly acquired Patriots running back Mike Gillisley did have a strong game, if you're looking for a silver lining, scoring on three short touchdown runs, but Tom Brady was not much of a factor in this one, connecting on 16 for 36 pass attempts for a total of 267 yards and no touchdowns. This is not the first time the Pats have been pummeled by the Chiefs, who handed them a lopsided defeat in 2014, albeit in Kansas City rather than on the Patriots' home turf. And Brady and company responded with a string of seven victories in a row and ended up winning the Super Bowl in a thriller over the Seattle Seahawks that year. Whether the team can rebound in similar fashion this year remains to be seen. One factor that could make such a comeback more difficult, the loss of linebacker Dante Hightower, who left in the third quarter with a knee injury last night. It is probably no coincidence that the Chiefs put the game away after Hightower went out, scoring 21 points in the fourth quarter. But if any coach and team can learn from this kind of loss, it is Belichick and the Patriots. Many are the occasions they have been written off, and nearly each time it has proven that rumors of their demise were greatly exaggerated. To Major League Baseball now, and while the Boston Red Sox were idle last night, perhaps trading in their Apple Watches for a good old-fashioned Timex, the New York Yankees were busy scoring a 9-1 win over the Baltimore Orioles. The Yanks went home run happy with Aaron Judge, Chase Headley, Starlin Castro, and Todd Frazier, all going yard at Camden Yards. And the Yankees also honored one of their franchise greats, Gene Michael, who died Thursday of a heart attack at the age of 79. Michael played for the Yankees, coached the team, and was the general manager at various points in his storied career, and the Yankees wore black armbands to acknowledge his passing. Sonny Gray got the win for New York, giving up just one run unearned and six hits in 5 2/3 innings of work. The victory moves the Yankees back to within 3.5 games of the Red Sox for first place in the American League East and increases their lead over Baltimore for the wild card to 4 games. Up next for the Yankees is a series against the Rangers in Arlington, Texas, with Masahiro Tanaka getting the start tonight. The Red Sox continue their homestand at Fenway tonight against a team that has given them fits this year, the Tampa Bay Rays. Drew Pomerantz takes the hill for Boston. Now, it's not a luxury that teams like to have, being out of playoff contention, but that status does allow for a look at some rookies and whether they might be a part of a team's future plans. And perhaps Brandon Nimmo has a future with the New York Mets. The rookie outfielder homered twice in the Mets' 7-2 win over the Cincinnati Reds last night, and Juan Lagares also added a shot, a solo one, making a winner of Matt Harvey. The Toronto Blue Jays were idle last night. The Vermont Lake Monsters closed out their regular season schedule yesterday by splitting a doubleheader with the Lowell Spinners. Now they've got their sights on the playoffs. In the postseason, for just the fourth time in team history, the Lake Monsters, who won the Stedler Division this year, will open the postseason tomorrow against either the Mahoning Valley Scrappers or the Staten Island Yankees. The women's draw at the U.S. Open Tennis Tournament has been nothing short of sensational this year, and last night's semifinal match between Venus Williams and Sloane Stephens contributed. Stephens won the first set, didn't win a single game in the second set, and was 2 points away from elimination in the third before battling back to defeat the veteran Williams 7-5 in the final set. She will face fellow American Madison Keys in the final after Keys had an easier time beating Coco Vandeweghe in straight sets. It'll be the first all-American women's final at the U.S. Open since 2002. The men are still in the semifinal rounds, with Juan Martin Del Potro facing Rafael Nadal, and Kevin Anderson is set to play Pablo Carreño Busta. In college field hockey, St. Michael's College fell to St. Anselm College 3-1 yesterday. Arianna Boccia scored the lone goal for the Purple Knights, who are now 1-2 on the young season.